The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
February 26th.
Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1966, it was the moment of truth for NASA's uprated Saturn 1B rocket and the Apollo spacecraft. Early versions of both were tested in a real launch with no crew aboard.
On launch morning, February 26th, low gaseous control pressures in the launch vehicle forced several recyclings of the countdown and an eventual scrub. However, 10 minutes later, the problem was corrected and the scrub decision was reversed. At 11:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, February 26th, Apollo Saturn Mission 201 was on its way. Staging occurred approximately 2.5 minutes after launch. The 200,000-pound thrust second stage engine then ignited and propelled the spacecraft to a 310-mile altitude. This was the separation action recorded by an onboard camera. Forty minutes later, the command module landed approximately 43 nautical miles short of its predicted impact point. Mission objectives included subjecting the command module's heat shield to a fast re-entry heat buildup. Two burns of the service propulsion subsystem accelerated the re-entry speed of the spacecraft so that heat rate buildup approach the values that will be encountered during lunar mission re-entries.
The Saturn 1B would carry other Apollo test flights, and in the early 70s would be the workhorse boosting Apollo spacecraft to Skylab and to the history-making Apollo Soyuz International Docking Mission. Born today in 1908, pioneering animator Tex Avery. Science fiction writer Theodore Sturgeon was born in 1918, writer of the novel More Than Human and countless short stories, and screenwriter of the Star Trek fan favorite Amok Time. Actor Tony Selby, who made a few appearances in 1980's Doctor Who as the mercenary Sabalom Glitz, was born in 1938.
You know, Dibber, I'm the product of a broken home.
You have mentioned it on occasion, Mr. Glitz.
Which sort of unbalanced me, made me selfish to the point where I cannot stand competition.
Know the feeling only too well, Mr. Glitz.
Whereas yours is a simple case of sociopathy, Dibber, my malaise is much more complex. A deep-rooted maladjustment, my psychiatrist said, brought on by an infantile inability to come to terms with the more pertinent, concrete aspects of life.
Well, that sounds more like an insult than a diagnosis, Mr. Glitz.
You're right there, my lad. Mind you, I had just attempted to kill him.
Marta Kristen, Lost in Space's Judy Robinson, was born in 1945.
Is it an android?
Yes, Dr. Smith ordered from the alien transfer machine by mistake. You have to see it.
He was told not to touch alien equipment.
Yeah, well, you know Smith.
We'll take care of him later. What else?
Yes, Mother wants to know if you'd like to have dinner brought up here. That is, if you'll be working late.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine's Chase Masterson was born in 1963. Final Fantasy series music composer Hitoshi Sakamoto was born in 1969. Apple engineer Jeff Raskin, who created the Macintosh computer, died in 2005. And in 1966, while NASA tested its Apollo spacecraft, the Doctor found himself alone in the TARDIS for the first time, abandoned by his companions. At least until they came back and he suddenly gained a new one.
They're all gone. All gone. None of them could understand. Not even my little Susan. Or Vicky. And as for Barbara and Chesterton, they were all too impatient to get back to their own time. And now, Stephen. Perhaps I should go home. Back to my own planet. But I can't. I can't. Who are you?
Where's the telephone?
What did you say?
The telephone. I've got to ring up.
Oh, pull yourself together, child. I think you've made a mistake.
Who are you? Are you the police?
Oh, good gracious, of course not.
Well, this is a police box. It says so outside.
Yes, I know, but it isn't if...
Jackie Lane made her first appearance as TARDIS traveler Dodo Chaplet in Part 4 of The Massacre. In 1982, the arcade went nuclear. Gottlieb introduced the arcade video game Reactor with a unique style of gameplay and a hard rockin' soundtrack by early 80s video game standards. In 1983, there was a new sword-slinging hero on TV, but he wasn't too serious about his job.
What are you gonna do?
I hope I remember how to do this.
Great shot!
Thanks.
We shouldn't have any more trouble from Blackpool today. Come on! Go! Hello, Southland!
Go!
The short-lived sword and sorcery spoof Wizards and Warriors premiered on CBS, starring Jeff Conaway and Julia Duffy. It lasted for 8 episodes. And in 1996, it was time to bury the hatchet between two of sci-fi TV's most beloved space sagas. Machel Barrett Roddenberry, the widow of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry, made a guest starring appearance in a pivotal episode of Babylon 5.
We've heard much about the good work you have been doing here. We are looking forward to the tour you have promised.
Yes,
but we are surprised there is no one else here to meet us. Where are the Earth officials?
There has been a problem with the Earth Alliance, a local thing, nothing to do with us. But it has them rather...
distracted.
Yes, distracted. They have asked me to convey their regrets and to say they look forward to meeting you at your earliest convenience.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Wendy procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.